What were some of the key findings of this most recent survey?
So this is the first time really that we're looking at wait times for Canadians during the first 6 months of the pandemic across the country. And what we found was that about half of Canadians didn't receive their elective or scheduled surgeries for joint replacements or cataracts within the recommended time frame in 2020. And this is up from about one-third pre-pandemic. The other key finding that we found was that most Canadians continue to receive care for urgent procedures like hip fracture repair and radiation therapy within the recommended time frame. So this was encouraging.
The number of diagnostic imaging scans also decreased. How concerning is that?
Yeah, so the number of diagnostic imaging scans did decrease. The impact really remains to be seen. As we know, in a typical year, about a quarter of these scans are used for cancer diagnosis, for example. So if there was a delay in people receiving their diagnosis and starting treatment, this would have a significant impact on, you know, their outcomes from their cancer treatment.
Right. And wait times for MRI scans were longer than those for CT scans. Why would that be?
So that's something we typically see in any year. I think the demand for MRI and supply is perhaps a bit less than for CT scans. And I think during COVID in particular, there is probably more preparation that's required to carry out an MRI scan safely during COVID-19.
And urgent procedures did go ahead, like you said, within the recommended time frame. How encouraging is that?
That is encouraging. So for urgent procedures like hip fracture repair, we know that the longer you wait, the greater your risk of dying is or leaving the hospital with other adverse outcomes. So it's really encouraging that these procedures continue to be prioritized throughout the pandemic.
Is there any sense that people may have put off things like joint replacement or cataract surgery because of concerns around COVID-19?
Absolutely. There were delays and driven by the patients, either due to fear or, you know, uncertainty within the COVID-19 pandemic. Absolutely.
Is there any sense when wait times may get back to recommended time frames for non-urgent procedures?
That's a great question. Certainly, it will take a while for the health system to clear the backlog. And there really are a number of factors that this depends on. One of the critical factors is, you know, having a healthy workforce available to catch up on these surgeries. Other factors include, you know, the inpatient beds and the operating room capacity. But really, I think it comes down to having that healthy, available workforce to do this catch up.
And should wait times lessen when there is less of a demand on our healthcare system?
Yeah, so the provinces are always trying to balance meeting these procedures within recommended time frame against other healthcare priorities. So with COVID-19 being a key priority at this point, I would imagine in the future they would rebalance. Provinces will be using strategies like centralized wait times, wait lists, and prioritization of patients to continue to catch up on these surgeries.
What are some of the risks of long wait times?
Yeah, so we don't capture the overall impact on patients, but certainly if somebody's in pain or experiencing vision loss, you know, while they're waiting for surgery, this could have an emotional toll or, you know, an impact on one's quality of life. Also, there could be an economic impact if the individual is not able to work while they're waiting for surgery. Well, we really hope that, you know, this data that we're providing helps the provinces prepare and plan for clearing this backlog and provides a deeper understanding of the types of surgeries that were postponed during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Erin Pecora, Manager of Health System Analytics at CHI-HI. Thank you for this.
Thank you.